During the invoice review process, users may receive communication from USAC regarding an invoice line. Reviewers may require the applicant or service provider to send more information or documentation to process the invoice line, such as proof that the applicant has paid their share or services were delivered and/or installed. As we learned earlier, when a reviewer sends communication for an invoice line in Epic, full and partial rights users will receive an automated email notification containing the response due date and a link to view the message in Epic. However, there are several other ways that users can locate invoice lines that have communication in Epic, such as checking the Communications tab of the invoice record, running an invoice line summary status report, or checking the lines listed on the My Pending Inquiries tab of the Epic E-Rate invoicing dashboard. We will explore each of these channels together as we move through this module. In the meantime, let's review some important outreach reminders. In order to receive and respond to invoice-related communication, users must ensure their invoicing permissions in Epic are up to date. Furthermore, account administrators should regularly review the user permissions for their organization to ensure they are accurate. While view-only and partial rights users can view invoice-related communication, only full rights users can respond. Once a communication is received, full rights users have 7 days to respond, but can reply to the communication requesting a one-time extension of 7 days if needed. Requests for extensions should be made before the original due date has passed. Users should respond to outreach as soon as possible and before the response deadline, even during winter and summer breaks. If USAC does not receive a reply by the deadline, your invoice line will be denied, unless the deadline falls during a deferral period in winter or summer or there is an open disaster declaration that applies to your region. To avoid delays in processing invoice lines, you should ensure that the main contact listed on the invoice, as well as all partial and full rights invoicing users in Epic, are correct and that their contact information is up to date. It is important to respond to each inquiry in the method you received it, whether it is through the Epic system or traditional email. Remember, communication for invoices with a funding year of 2015 and earlier will be sent via traditional email. Furthermore, communication for multiple invoice lines will also be sent via traditional email until further notice. Users should read the communication carefully and download any attachments before responding, as there may be multiple requests within a single communication. This means it is crucial that responses are complete, accurate, and timely, to provide the reviewer with all necessary information requested. Regardless of which entity submitted the invoice, both applicants and service providers can receive or be copied on communication for an invoice line. For example, USAC may send a message to the service provider for an invoice line submitted using the bare mode and copy the applicant on the message for visibility. However, if the applicant was not copied on the message, applicant users will not be able to view the communication in Epic. Applicant users will only be able to view communication for an invoice line in Epic if the message was sent to the applicant entity, or if the applicant entity was copied on the message. Now that we have a better understanding of the general rules and procedures for invoice-related outreach, let's learn more about how to respond to outreach. Click next to continue.